Good evening, Abayisai. It's very interesting, Abayisai, that when it comes to the Masois, the journeys of Klal Yisrael through the Midbar, the Torah goes through all the places, the Masois of Klal Yisrael. First they were here, then they went there, then they were here, and they went there. Al Pi Hashem Yisrael, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisrael. The question is asked, why does the Torah need to report all the stations that they went? Why is that so important? They were first here, then they were there. Why is it so important? What's the importance of it? We see psukim and psukim going through the Masoros. Obviously, the answer must be that they reached greater heights in every place they were. They reached even greater heights, and therefore the pasuk records, you know, here they reached one level, and then once they reached that level, they moved on to the next level. Similarly with us, I'm sure the comparison, I'm sure, is very true as well. As we're going through our Masoros, eventually we'll... I don't know how permanent this is. I have no idea. I know as much as you, or maybe less. But it's good for tonight. Oh, pardon? 4.5 hours. Okay, good. That should be all right. Okay, Abayisai. Siman Yud Ches, Siv Gimel. We have been speaking about Zman Tzitzis. And we spoke about Sadinim Sheets yesterday. We'll be carrying on now. We're talking about the Zman of Tzitzis, when actually putting on the Tzitzis. We spoke at great length about night not being Zman Tzitzis. So when is actually the Zman Tzitzis? We spoke yesterday about the Rambam and the Rosh, two different understandings in the exclusion of Risen Moisoi. This is all with regards to the negative aspect when you don't fulfill the mitzvah. Now let us see when is actually this Zman start. This is very relevant for people who occasionally will travel. Or actually, it could be relevant also for people working in the winter months before, and sometimes you need to know the earliest time you can put on tzitzis or talis. At what time can you actually make a brach on the tzitzis? In the morning. So the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Gimel says, the timing is, unlike other mitzvahs where we find that he goes according to Alois, and Netz is also not really coming to question, the timing is Mishiyake ben Cheles Sheba leLavon Sheba. We know that the mitzvah really of Tzitzis contains Cheles and Lavon and white. So when you will be able to differentiate between the two colors of your Tzitzis, the Cheles and the Lavon, but it doesn't have to be necessarily the Cheles and Lavon. It's just that when you can differentiate those two colors, when it's light enough, that with natural light, you'll be able to differentiate those two colors, which you don't need a lot of light for differentiating those colors, but you do need some light. So when is that time you'll be able to differentiate and distinguish between those two colors? That is the right time. This timing is, according to all opinions, it's between Alois HaShachar and Netz HaChamo. Everybody agrees that time is between Alois, somewhere between Alois and Netz. It's after Alois and it's before Netz. But there is as many opinions as one can think of, basically, where it is exactly. And consequently, when you look into a Luach, you will see there's often various opinions when it comes to the Zman of Meshe Yakir, starting from some poskim hold that it's mamash literally a few minutes after Alois. Others who have a different approach, they learn that it goes all the way till just before Netz. And then there's all the, basically, many opinions in between as well. So it either way, however, it's certainly after Alois and before Netz HaChamo. The way you can't halachically see what time it is, the Mishnah Berurah said in Zev Cotton Tess, what time is that exactly, if you want to know what kind of time it is? The Mishnah Berurah says, if cotton tests, the following words. Who has man? That is the time. The Mesheira es chaveiro, when you're able to see your friend, harogilimoi, that you know fairly well. So it's not your brother, it's not your spouse, it's not your children, it's not your parents. It's mazman shemira es chaveiro, harogilimoi, ktsas. Somebody you are fairly well. You know him fairly well. You know, fairly well. Not all that well, fairly well. When you can recognize him, berichuk, from a distance of arba amas, from four amas, v'yakirenu. So it's a kind of time that with just the natural light emerging from outside, you're able to recognize somebody from within four amas. that you're not that well. Somebody you know really well, you can just see it even earlier than that. And somebody you don't know, for Amos, he's not going to be good enough. You need to see him close. So it's somebody you know fairly well, and you can recognize him from four Amos. So again, Lemaisa, in the Luchas, they have some sort of time between Alois and Netzach Amos. You will see, by the way, if you go in various Bate Dinim, and we've got an expert here, I'm sure he'll be able to testify, that you've got, when you go to various Bate Dinim, when it says first time, the earliest time you can put on talis and tefillin. So sometimes you're going to look at one shul or one luach. You can have the kedasa luach, or you can have the bezdin luach, and you'll sit there for different times. It's not necessarily a kula or chumra. It's not necessarily. It could just be that there's so many opinions, there's so many machloikas, so, you know, there's different opinions how you calculate exactly. So even though the alois and the nets might be identical, but the Mashiach could be a different time. Oh, are you checking any? 310 and 301. 313. So today, if somebody really wants to put on very, very early in Talat Tefillin, I imagine that's before. The Mishneh Berurah concludes in the brackets. So the Mishneh Berurah finishes off saying that this is one shiur, it's one time, the time of recognizing somebody for Amos, and the time you can recognize, you can distinguish between Tcheles and Lavan. That's all one time. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'im lavshom levashoy me'alois hashachar ve'eilach, if somebody put it on from alois onwards, yesh oimun demevorech alof. Some say alois is a bit too early, but some say you could be able to make a bracha v'chenoa again, and that is then, and some people are allowing to make a bracha from alois onwards, and that is the minhag according to Mishneh Berurah. But the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Kotten Yud says, "I'm beveir agor sheposik kedas shulchan aruch." The primogodim kosav imashot chuka. Only if the time is stressed, if you really need to do it at that time, only that makele aniach malas shach veilech en goyarin boy. V'al kopol mechatchil bevad inochen meoid lehamtim levorichat matshiakem betchil is lavon. The Mishneh Berurah says that one should very much avoid making a bracha from alois until Mashiach. The Mishneh Berurah says you should try if possible, to try to make a bracha. Don't make the bracha then. Wait for Mashiach, and only then make a bracha, unless it's absolutely necessity. But if needed, one can make a bracha then, but try to avoid it. But if you put them before Alois, what time was Alois this morning? Pardon? So if you put them before very early. Right, okay, yeah, okay. If you put it before that, even, then could go in beslichas. If you put it beslichas, obviously slichas is a different time altogether. But if you put it on the talis, slichas, and you put it before alois hashacha, lo yivorech alav, you will not make a bracha. If you do need to put on the talis before alois, put it on. Do not make a bracha until Mashiach. Yimashmesh, feel the tzitzis, and make a bracha. Then, as we have learned previously. I would like to mention a question over here, which is very often asked. The question is, can you make a tzitzis by night? Can you make tzitzis by night? Again, our Shulchan Aruch, this siman has discussed, started off speaking about the zman tzitzis. Uri'isim also tells us, there's no fulfillment of mitzvah tzitzis by night. Be it like the Rambam, be it like the Rosh, but certainly Reisim also tells us that the Zman of tzitzis doesn't really apply by night. Fair enough. We then moved on speaking about Sadinim, Sheets, and we've discussed that. Then we moved on in Seif Gimel, telling us a little bit about the earliest time to fill the mitzvah tzitzis. We said it's Mashiach here. Mashiach and Tcheles Lavon. Can you recognize between Tcheles and Lavon? We then said that Four Amos is the same, recognizing a friend from Four Amos is the same time of day. Before that, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Having learned Siman Yud Ches, I would like to now address, can you make tzitzis, or can you not make tzitzis by night? You can make whenever you want. The question would be, is there any problem of Taseh V'loimina? Also, for instance, if it would have been made by night, would you be able to argue that it's been made in a time that there is no mitzvah, and therefore, when it's like Tasev and Amina Osui, or maybe not? Any problems of making tzitzis by night, since the zman of tzitzis is not by night? So there is a Kabbalah of the Chazon Ish and of the Chofetz Chaim. Rav Moshe Steinbuch says in the name of the Chofetz Chaim that there is no problem of making tzitzis by night. Yes, there is a bit of discussion amongst the contemporary poskim, but the consensus of the poskim is that there's a Masoira of the Chofetz Chaim and definitely a Hoira of the Chazon Ish. One can make tzitzis by night. There's a raya that others bring from this Mishnah Berurah over here, from this Siman over here. There's a raya, there seems to be a raya nitzchis, an eternal proof that the Chofetz Chaim holds that you can make tzitzis by night. What would be the proof in this Siman? No, you're right. The question would be, I hear what you're saying, it's a valid point, but the question would be that we find that Tasev Elohim Eino Osui, if for instance, by beginning, talking about Hilchos Sukkah, if the Sukkah was closed, for instance, just as a very relevant example, if the Sukkah is closed by Tzitzik Rechovim when Yom Tov comes in, why is that a problem? Because Tasev Elohim Eino Osui, and suddenly there's Man Chiyuv that you have to make the sukkah, it shouldn't be that it's being made by itself. So therefore, you've got a problem with Tasev and Osu. So would there be a Tasev and Osu about, yeah? I hear. It's a chepta of mitzvah, so therefore, by night, also it would be chepta of mitzvah. Right. It's a good point. I'll tell you what the poskim say. There's a proof from this Mishnah Berurah over here. The proof, which one may be able, one can argue, I wonder what you think. The proof is that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say anywhere there's a problem of making tzitzis by night. Since the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say anywhere, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim doesn't write anywhere there's a problem making tzitzis by night, surely there is no problem making tzitzis by night. He doesn't say it, so you can assume that it's fine. If there would have been a problem of making tzitzis by night, Mishnah Berurah in Tzif Aleph of here would have had to say it. In Tzif Aleph would have had to tell us, don't make tzitzis by night. But since it doesn't do so, we can assume that it's fine. Simon, you test. Zman Birkas Tzitzis, the time of making a bracha of Birkas Tzitzis. Very important. Sif Aleph. Tzitzis choyv as gavrahu. The tzitzis is a choyv, an obligation on the gavra, on the man. V'loi choyv as mona, and not an obligation on the talis. Shekol zman she'en loivish talis. As long as a person doesn't wear a talis, potom et tzitzis. The garment is exempt from tzitzis. You do not need to put on tzitzis on a garment that you're not wearing. So if you've got any type of garment that has four corners, but it's sitting nicely in your cupboard, you don't have to put tzitzis on. You only need to put tzitzis on when you're wearing it, when it's on your body. That's called chayvas gavra. It's an obligation on a man. And it's not, the tzitzis itself doesn't really require, the bagel itself doesn't require tzitzis. It's only when you're wearing it, when you, as a man, as a gavra, when you're wearing it, only then obligation comes upon you. Therefore, you do not make a bracha al asiyas tzitzis, on the making of the tzitzis. She'en mitzvah, there's no mitzvah, ela belevishosoi, only when you're wearing it.
Isn't that another proof? No mitzvah to make the tzitzis, they can make it at night.
Yeah, that could be a good point. It could be. Yeah. One could discuss it, but I hear what you're saying. Sif cotton base, potom et tzitzis. Mishnah Berurah says, Aval gav diksiv ve'osulohem tzitzis. Although the pasuk seems to imply ve'osu, you should make lohem for yourself tzitzis. I count for big day, I'm on the corners of your garment. So that surely implies ve'osu, you should make. That it is a mitzvah of making tzitzis. Mikol mokum nevertheless, midiksiv koachina, since the pasuk afterwards says, gdilim tasa lechol abo kanfus ksuscha, asher techasebo, you should have gdilim, which replaced with tzitzis, and you should have on the four corners of your garment, which you're wearing, mashma, that seems tafka kshemisasebo, only when you're actually wearing it. If you're not wearing it, there's no obligation. So therefore, there is no bracha. So when you're making tzitzis, you're not going to make a bracha. You're only going to make, so when you're making the tzitzis, you're not going to make a bracha. You're only going to make a bracha when you're putting them on. And that's unlike,
He says, when you put it on, but you can't put it on if you haven't got the tzitzis on.
You need to put them on, that's right, yeah. But you really don't need to have tzitzis on the garment before you wore it. You only once you have got it, only once you're wearing it, only then you have to have tzitzis on.
You can put it on and then you can start putting the tzitzis on, but you can't do that.
You can't do that. You can't do that. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's a bit the loshen. I understand what you're saying. The loshen is a bit, yeah. Yeah. I heard yesterday, and I'm just going to share it with you. I was yesterday zoicha to hear Reb Osher Weiss, the Minchas Osher, one of the very great poskim. He's in town. He lives in Yerushalayim. And it just happened to him yesterday. He's just in town for a few days. And it happened to him yesterday, B'siyat Lishmaya, last night. And he said a very interesting question on this very Seif. So I thought it's quite extraordinary that he speaks about this Seif. He's not connected to the issue at all. So I just thought it's really interesting that he asked the question. He said, we find on this very Seif, isn't that interesting? He asked the question. He said, we find that tzitzis is compared, somebody who wears tzitzis has got a schos, a very, very huge schos. It's kilu, as if, in many ways, as if he's fulfilled all the mitzvahs. That's why we've got the remez of the 613 mitzvahs on the actual tzitzis. The fulfillment of wearing tzitzis is, in many ways, very, very great. Greater yet than other mitzvahs. So the question that can be asked, and that's the question that he asked, is that if that's the case, how come that mitzvah tzitzis, which is so great, how can it be that we have no obligation to put on tzitzis on us? We don't have an obligation, as we just saw in this Seif. We haven't got an obligation. You must put tzitzis on. Yes, there's an Indian, and we're going to speak about that in the later Seif. We're going to be discussing that in Sim Chav Dalet. But there is no real obligation to put on tzitzis. Why is that? Tefillin, we must put on tefillin every day. There's no two ways about it. But tzitzis, yes, there's an Indian to wear tzitzis, but there's no obligation to wear tzitzis, as long as you don't wear full corner garment. So isn't that strange that tzitzis, which is such a great mitzvah, which represent all the Tayag mitzvahs, and which is so great, why is an obligation to put it on? If it's such a great mitzvah, why is an obligation to put it on? Any answers, Abba Yisai? I thought it's a really interesting question. Beautiful. Says Reb Osher Weiss.
I was there.
You were there? No, I wasn't there. Oh. makes you only greater. Says Rabbi Kagan and Reb Osher Weiss. Say the same answer. They say that from here we see a beautiful point. That there is no greater avoidance Hashem. That's what Reb Osher Weiss says. There is no greater avoidance Hashem than putting yourself into a matzav that you are an Eved. If you are willingly, voluntarily as it were, making yourself into an Eved, putting yourself into obligation, putting yourself into a situation in which you have to fulfill the Rotzen Hashem, that is a real avdus. That is a real serving of Hashem. That when you willingly and with your own Rotzen, you say, okay, you know what, I'm going to put the four corner garment, and that's going to put an obligation of tzitzis. There's no greater avdus of that. And that precisely is why the mitzvah tzitzis got such a great tzcha. Yeah.
So in that case, then you can ask the question on tefillin and all the other mitzvahs.
In a way, tzitzis is greater than that. That's quite right.
Oh, so
in a way, tzitzis is greater than that. Yes. Yes, according to that. Yeah. In a way. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's what I wanted to share with you. I thought it's really interesting to hear something Mama shared last night. Okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalet makes an interesting comparison. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalet said the phone, Ela Bili Vishosoi, Vuadin B'Mezuzah. It's also a bit similar to Mezuzah. Ever thought of that? Tzitzis is comparable to Mezuzah. Why is that? The Kaimelon, we pass in Chayvas Hador Hi. That's an obligation on the person living. It's not a door. Chayvas Hador. Somebody once said it's like a door. It's not Chayvas Hador, the person dwelling in it. The Eile Voich Ala Mezuzah. You don't make a brach, rak only kshunichnas lodu, when you enter the house. That's when you enter the house to live in it, bahabais, in the house, tichem mitlium yad. The ozu mamish dumi da atifa. So he makes this highly interesting and thought-provoking comparison between mezuzah and tzitzis. If you've got a house with many, many beautiful doors, but nobody's living in it, don't need to put the mezuzah on. Don't need to put the mezuzah on. Beautiful doors, nobody living there, you don't need to put on tzitzis. Only once there's a yid who settles there, who lives in there, then the Yechovas Hador, there's a Yechovan obligation on the person living, then you need to put it. So he says that's exactly the same than the Atifa, the putting on of the talis. You've got a talis, four corners, you don't need to put tzitzis on. If nobody's going to wear it, you don't need to attach tzitzis on. Once you make the Atifa, once you start wearing it, once you're wrapping yourself around it, once you're covering yourself with it, that is what caused the obligation. That's when you have to put tzitzis on. So he says that dwelling in a house makes the obligation on the doors. Similarly, the atifa, the putting on that garment, the wrapping yourself, that's when you need to have tzitzis on. What a highly interesting comparison between mezuzah and tzitzis. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And that leads us to save base. Also talis, letzorich tachichen. Person who makes a talis, letzorich tachichen, for tachichen. Tachichen is, thank you very much. I never knew the English word. Yeah. Afal gav, afal pishaloif sholif omim bechayev, although a person may wear it occasionally during his lifetime, bechayev, potter is still obligated, he's still potter, is exempt. In other words, if you've got tachichen which have four corners and they're obligated, they have a mitzvah, the tachichen which have four corners and you really should put on tzitzis on. You don't have to put tzitzis on even if you're wearing it during a person's lifetime. Why is that, Rabbi Isai? Can you think of a good reason? Why is it a tachichen a potter from tzitzis? Pardon? It's very good, and therefore, you're right, but it goes a step, you're right, actually. I mean, you are right. Yeah. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah puts it as follows. V'achoyni maske de davke l'ra'ad as harosh, de poyte l'el b'simen yutches, k'sus amyuchad elayin l'afilu b'yoyim. So this goes only according to the Rosh. He said that according to the Rosh, this is like a ksus laila. It's like a garment for the night. A garment which is designated for the night. Like a garment which is designated for the night, you're exempt even by day because it's a garment for the night. So similarly also tachichen, it's a garment which is for time you are potter. Yeah, that's basically what you're saying. It's a time you are potter. It's a baguette. When a person is nifta, he doesn't have any obligation to put on tzitzis. Therefore, it's similar to that, like baguette shalailo. It's a garment which is designated for time you are potter. For namelik suslaila dami, sharem meis potter mitzvahs. Avoladas Rambam, but according to the Rambam, the mechayv suslaila b'yoyim, but according to the Rambam that you need a garment which is a suslaila. You are obligated by day. Kambazechai will be obligated. Lefichuch ledidon yaseh, but tzitzis v'loi vorech. So that's actually according to the Rosh. So, the Rambam says the Mishnah Berurah, you actually would have to put on tzitzis. Moichei abgadim, now the Mishnah Berurah finishes off with two interesting, very relevant halachas. Moichei abgadim, people who sell clothes, shaloivshin, and they're putting on clothes and they're wearing it. Umechavnin, laharois lakoinim idoson pturen. Somebody has got a four corner garment and he's not wearing it for himself, he's wearing it to show others how beautiful it is. He's just selling it. He wants to show off, look at this beautiful four-corner garment. This is a beautiful, what are those called? This Mexican, poncho. Pardon? Poncho. This, look at my beautiful poncho. You want to buy it? Only £250. And so there, they would have to, there's an example, says Mishnah Berurah, that if you're not wearing it for yourself, you're only wearing it because you want to sell it, says the Mishnah Berurah, potum, potter, because it's not proper. I mean, I don't exactly know what. Why is it potter? I mean, it's a levish, really. Why is it potter? Yeah, where does shatnas come from? Yeah, if there's a heter, it could be, yeah. Is derech what? It's derech advertising. So what makes it not a levisha? You're not using it as a levisha. You're using it as a sales tool. Yeah.
You're not getting a benefit from the wearing of it.
Yeah, that's a svara. That's a nice svara. And finally, the last Mishnah Berurah, which is even more relevant, says Mishnah, if somebody's smuggling goods and you need to put additional layers of material. So we all know exactly how to do it. So then also, and imagine you're doing it with a poncho, yeah? Poncho. If you're wearing a poncho because you're trying to hide some other type of goods that you're hiding underneath it, there also says the Mishnah Berurah, the halacha is as follows. If you're doing it for smuggling purpose, look at Mishnah Berurah speaking a very relevant halacha. Efshar the chayv betzitzis, there says the Mishnah Berurah, actually you are chayv betzitzis. So if you are trying to smuggle some goods, please ensure to put on tzitzis, k'moy gabe kilayim, which is similar to kilayim as well. So make sure that there's no sharpness either. Smuggling, if you do it, make sure that it's not kilayim, it's not shatnez, and make sure you have tzitzis. And I'm sure that would give you great satnei shmai not to be caught. Just to recap what we've covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemoy. We started speaking about this man tzitzis, which is the first time, which is Mishyake B'tcheles Elavon. We said that it's the same time, then you can recognize somebody for Amos. You should not put it on beforehand, but yeah, if you made the bracha after Alois, it's okay, but try to avoid it if possible at all. If you put on tzitzis before Alois, don't make a bracha, fill it after Mashiachir, and then make the bracha then. We then started Simon Yutes, which tells us that the bracha, that the tzitzis mitchovas gavra, there's no obligation to put on, there's no obligation to put on tzitzis, but if you put it on, it must be tzitzis attached. We spoke about tachichin as well, that tachichin are part of tzitzis, but according to the Rambam, says the Mishnah Berurah, actually, we have to put on tzitzis. We finished off speaking about moicheb gadim, people selling tzitzis, selling a four-cornered garment. You do not need to attach tzitzis, but if you're smuggling, make sure to have tzitzis on. And we'll continue tomorrow.